It is Wednesday, January 9th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, offering news and stories researched, written, and edited by local journalists. More information is available online at nwaonline.com.
SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, will present its Masterworks 2 concert on Saturday, January 26th at 7:30 p.m. at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The concert will feature Prokofiev's Symphony No. 5 and Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1, featuring internationally acclaimed pianist Ching Yun Hu. Tickets available at 443-5600 or waltonartscenter.org.
Ahead on Ozarks, a new report suggests the growing immigrant population in Arkansas is helping the state financially. Christina Thomas has a report about the new study released simultaneously yesterday in Springdale and Little Rock.
And Opera Fayetteville is back for a second act. The company will present Dead Man Walking Friday night and Sunday afternoon. And the ongoing saga of Attorney General Dustin McDaniel's relationship with an attorney in Hot Springs continues. Yesterday, he answered questions at a press conference.
First, going into the 2013 legislative session, a Medicaid shortfall is considered one of the biggest issues to solve for the General Assembly. Governor Mike Beebe, a Democrat, has spoken in favor of expanding Medicaid in the state as provided for in the federal health care law, which would bring in additional federal funding for the program. Republican leaders held a meeting this week to say they're looking at other options. The governor tells Talk Business Republican leaders should be looking at all possible solutions to the issue.
They'll synthesize all that information. They'll digest it, and then ultimately they'll provide leadership in whatever direction that they come down on. So I'm not a bit upset with the comments that I heard or the comments that I saw reported.
Beebe did say, however, he has some issues with a proposed solution of using one-time surplus funds to shore up the Medicaid shortfall.
The city of Fayetteville is considering a deal that would see the removal of an eyesore in the eastern part of town and the construction of a shiny new business. The city council will consider a sale of nearly 2 acres of the former Tyson Mexican original plant to Iowa-based convenience store chain Come & Go. Fayetteville City Attorney Kit Williams says the city has offered to sell the parcel for $900,000, and as part of the agreement, the city will share with Come & Go the cost of demolishing the old factory and other necessary land improvements.
They will pay up to 25% or up to $100,000 of the demolition costs, and it looks like there's a second commercial lot that could be sold that would have frontage on Happy Hollow, another 2-acre lot there. Well, in order to properly access it and safely access it, we wanted to have a road that would come in from the intersection into this whole 10-acre area with a lot on either side of the road. And because of that, since we don't have another developer yet or purchaser on the other side, the city owns that, so we were going to split that, and we have tentatively agreed to share that 50-50 with Come & Go.
That means the cost of constructing all of the roads surrounding the Come & Go lot would be split between the company and the city, though Come & Go would shoulder the cost of improvements to Ray Avenue to the east or of additional lanes on Highway 16 East. The city originally purchased the entire 11-acre campus in 2004 for $1.1 million. Right-of-way acquisition and construction of new fire and police stations were reasons the city bought the land almost a decade ago. But with the new Fire Station 3 completed in 2008 and renovations to the existing police station on Rock Street, the old factory has stood mostly empty. But William says one of the best parts of the land deal is that the eyesore that is the abandoned tortilla plant will finally be gone.
It's been vandalized. It's almost impossible to secure. The wiring has been stolen. Many pipes have been stolen. And it's got some inherent dangers in it because it has pits in there. And, of course, it's dark. And so it has been a problem for the police to keep it safe. They've had to go out there many times to try to get loiterers out and other people out that actually might injure themselves. So it has been a problem for the city, and there's been an overall desire of the city to try to make that whole lot look better by removing that structure.
The Fayetteville City Council is expected to discuss the land sale at its next meeting, January 15th.
The Arkansas Department of Health says reports of flu infections are growing in the state. The department says there have been a record 7 deaths because of the illness this year. Dr. Gary Wheeler with the Department of Health says those 7 have been older people who are more susceptible to an influenza infection. Dr. Wheeler says another group that's very susceptible is expectant mothers.
We are particularly worried about pregnant people. They have one of the highest rates of complications. And then they deliver babies who are very young, who are at risk as well. So we're really pressing hard to reach pregnant mothers if they've not been immunized. They really need to get in immediately and get vaccinated to protect themselves.
Health officials say this is the worst flu season since 2009.
With all ballots cast, the results of yesterday's special election in Washington County are in. The election was held so residents of an area totaling fewer than 90 acres between Taneytown and Elm Springs could decide which town should annex them. With 53% voter turnout, that's 26 votes cast, 20 people voted for annexation into Elm Springs. Only 6 voted to annex into Taneytown.
Members of Congress, the Departments of Agriculture and Interior, and the Army Corps of Engineers announced yesterday that the White River and its watershed have been designated the nation's second national blueway. The designation is in recognition of the partnerships that are working to conserve the White River across its watershed from the Ozarks to the Mississippi River. The designation comes as part of President Obama's America's Great Outdoors Initiative, aimed at establishing a community-driven conservation and recreation agenda for the 21st century.
The unemployment rate dropped during the month of November in both Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith's metropolitan statistical areas. However, the news is a mixed blessing, as the total labor force declined in both areas. According to the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate in Northwest Arkansas dropped from an even 5% to 4.6%, while the labor force shrank by about 800 people. The unemployment rate in Fort Smith area similarly dropped from an even 8% to 7.6%, but the Fort Smith labor force shrank by about 1,100 people.
The Walton Family Foundation yesterday announced it has surpassed the $300 million mark in investing in charter schools across the nation. According to a press release, the foundation reached the milestone through the commitment of nearly $29 million of startup investments made in 2012, which will support 111 new schools to open in the coming years. The startup investments for 2012 were geared toward 16 investment sites or areas that serve high concentrations of low-income families and that don't offer high-performing schools to all students. Those cities include Chicago, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. According to the foundation, the startup grants have helped to serve more than 2 million students in 5,600 charter schools across the country, and investments by the foundation have supported the creation of more than 1,400 charter schools since 1997.
The Diamond Hogs won't be the only Razorback team to start its season at the top of the rankings. Like the UA baseball team, the University of Arkansas track and field team has topped a preseason poll. The U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association poll was released yesterday, and the Razorback track and field team is at the top. Friday, the Razorbacks open competition at the Randall Tyson Track Center with a dual meet against Texas. The Longhorns are ranked third in that same preseason poll.
The National Weather Service says tonight's weather forecast calls for overcast conditions with a 100% chance of rain with thunderstorms after midnight and a low in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, expect those overcast conditions to continue with a high of 59 degrees, an 80% chance of rain in northwest Arkansas, and a 70% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy skies with a low in the low to mid 40s.